Did you know that axolotls can regenerate their limbs, their brains, and even their tails? Amazing creatures. For the uninitiated, the axolotl is a four-legged fish, a Mexican walking fish. I became an accidental axolotl expert probably about 6 months ago, and it all started with an ad on a Facebook page, Perth Beer Economy. I was on holidays, browsing through Perth Beer Economy, and I came across an ad, axolotl, and a large tank in exchange for a carton of Hahn Premium Dry. It was in Safety Bay. It was a bit of a stretch, but I thought, what the heck? I was on school holidays. I'm just going to digress just a little bit, because 3 years earlier, I was working in a year five classroom and we decided that we wanted a class pet. So after much discussion, the year five kids decided that they wanted a pet axolotl. So I already had one and it was on holidays with me at the time. So I went down to Dan Murphy's, got myself a carton of Hahn Premium Dry and headed down to Safety Bay. When I got to Safety Bay, I met Brian, who had a backyard full of aquariums and fish ponds and a hankering for some cold beer. So we went and checked out this axolotl, this little black axolotl. He was sitting in the tank, gazing at me with his little beady eyes, and I fell in love. So I said to Brian, let's, you know, empty out the tank. We popped him into an ice cream container, packed everything up, and I tootled back up to North Perth. On the way home, I was so excited because, you know, Muesli Aristotle, the albino axolotl that we had for our class pet, hadn't had a partner ever, or a friend as far as I was concerned. So when we got home, I plonked her straight in the tank. They scoped each other out, started sort of circling each other, and then before I knew it, they were lying side by side. At this point, I noticed that the black axolotl had a different shaped nether region to Muesli. So I quickly got onto Google, as you do, and I worked out that he was a boy and she was a girl. So anyway, I thought, I'll just leave them in there together and see what happens. Within 10 hours, he'd deposited sperm sacs all through the tank. And of course, I'd been back on Google again, you know, Googling what are these white things in my tank. And she had seen the opportunity to procreate, and she went around and picked up what he'd put down, and obviously things started to brew. 24 hours later, she started to spawn. There was eggs everywhere, hundreds of them. And by this stage, I'd Googled absolutely everything to do with axolotl husbandry and decided that I would help raise these axolotls. So in my mind, I'd already multiplied, you know, these 100 eggs by $50 an axolotl. I thought, right, I can make some money here. So anyway, the eggs had to be removed from the tank because apparently the adults will eat their young. So I had to remove them. So I set up this nursery tank in my kitchen and for 10 days they sat there. Day 10, I had a bit of a panic attack because I realised that once they hatched, they actually needed to be fed something live. And that something live was brine shrimp. And for those of you who have ever read the Archie comics or the comics in the 70s, sea monkeys. Okay, so I searched everywhere for sea monkeys, ended up having to drive all the way back down south past Fremantle to a suburb I'd never heard of before to pick up this little glass vial of brown flakes that were sea monkeys. Then the guy in the shop tells me that I have to build this contraption because they need to keep moving. If they don't keep moving, they'll die. So I went home again and YouTubed what to do. And apparently I had to build this contraption out of Coke bottles and plastic tubing and a pump. So picture at this point my kitchen bench. I've got not two but four tanks on my kitchen bench. And where the toaster used to be, there's this weird contraption made from plastic bottles and tubes with sea monkeys in it. Somehow the sun and the moon and the stars all aligned and everything hatched at the same time, the sea monkeys and the axolotls. And then 3 months of changing the water twice a day, feeding these things twice a day, and I ended up with a tank full of these young axolotls. I'm still rubbing my hands together and thinking, oh yes, I can make some money out of this, but it wasn't to be. There was a lot of other people in Perth who were obviously as crazy as me and were breeding axolotls as well. So I ended up giving a lot of them away to the school kids at my school, and then I sold a few for $10 and then ended up giving another whole lot away as well. And my dream of being an axolotl breeder was just an empty puddle in the bottom of a big tank exchanged for a carton of Hahn Premium Dry one day in November.